The world is going through changes. Changes happening at a speed that we have never seen before. This is leading to disruption, chaos, panic, fear, hysteria, and a turbulent economy and marketplace. How do you protect your wealth in a turbulent world? How do you invest for cash flow and alternative assets to escape the rat race in times of uncertainty? How do you decentralize yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments to become sovereign and escape the matrix? If you are looking for strategies, tactics, and techniques to escape the rat race and matrix, you are in the right place. My name is MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. Appreciate you spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. Before we jump into the show, let me just give you a quick update of everything that's going on at Cashflow Ninja. We have a book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth in the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments. You could grab that at cashflowninja.com. I also have a newsletter, The Best Cashflow Niches newsletter, in which I share every single month one brand new well-researched cashflow niche. You could sign up for The Best Cashflow Niches newsletter at cashflowninja.com. And of course, my mastermind, which is full of business owners and investors that's looking to protect and build wealth during turbulent times, which we are in. If you want to join a community of business owners and investors like yourself, you can go to cashflowninja.com and sign up for the mastermind. I've got a fantastic show with a fantastic guest for you. Returning guest, Francis Hunt, the market sniper, the crypto sniper, and the reset sniper. Francis has been a frequent guest on the show, always delivering a ton of extremely valuable information. What really, really sets Francis apart, he's an incredible macro and technical analyst, and he's very, very good at analyzing the markets, whether it be traditional markets or crypto markets. What really gives him the edge is the reset lens in which he sees what's going on in the markets through. This is giving him an incredible edge in predicting things that most traders cannot have seen. He said on stage, this was in the beginning of 2020, in Acapulco, Mexico, at a conference, that oil was going to zero. And everybody basically just broke out in laughter. But because he had that reset lens, he was able to see that because it gave him a different perspective, what a lot of traders don't have. So I've thoroughly enjoyed my time with Francis, made me a much better investor, and also prepare for reset times, and not just prepare and protect, but also capitalize on opportunities. Francis, great to have you back on the show. Great to see you.
Delighted to be back on. Thanks for inviting me.
For folks not familiar with you and what you do, can you just briefly just touch on who you are, what you do, and what you're up to these days?
Yes. So for new people, we focus on the macro technical. In other words, the flows of money are shown footprints in the sand. Don't listen to what they say, look at what they do, where there are still some semblance of markets where they have to engage and push through their activities. You will see this in the flows of markets. The earliest indicator is, in fact, in price and in chart patterns. We are the founder of the Hunt Volatility Funnel Method, which is a unique approach focusing on key levels of significance, volatility constrictions for high reward to low risk trading, where, in other words, loss is small, but the expansion we move might be great. And also swinging that into a reasonable probability of outcome of event. So that is my inherent, raison d'etre. Yes, MBA, CMT, that's paperwork. It's what you do with it. There's people with 30 years in the market, 40 years, 50 years, and I still don't really learn anything from them. There's people with 15, 10 that are really insightful. So time is important to a degree, but it's not the key thing. We've been engaged in the markets literally very early bitten myself, I would argue. So, you know, most of my active life since 18 years old, I was very market interested. So I always was interested in the, you know, make your money work for you aspect rather. Yes, work hard, but how about ensuring that the source of your labor? So money I've always viewed as energy or return feedback for doing good things. Of value add. So everyone needs to find their value add in the world. Everyone then needs to maximize that value add, and you get recognized that through other people giving of energy back to you, and you either barter it for something useful in the old days, or you receive currency, which hopefully you turn into real money, and then nurture that money to grow. So we should all be focusing on our ability. Nobody will be manifesting any of those aspects for you like you yourself. The problem is everybody has outsourced thinking, outsourced managing their wealth, outsourced all of that to forces that are interested in their own wealth, not your wealth necessarily, for which your wealth might be secondary, even third or fourth or fifth down the list. And in the point of scammers and everybody else, actively destructive towards your wealth. So knowing what is going on, nobody can afford to be financially illiterate, not a housewife, not a son, not an old man. And there's many people that are going to, through understanding the cycle where we're at, are going to witness a polarizing event. You know, our most popular YouTube is standing on 2017, and it's something I'd said many times before, but this one just went viral. Maybe I presented it best on Greenwich Hill, overlooking the beautiful Greenwich University where Mission Impossible was recorded in the Thames. And I said, a major polarizing event is coming. Most people are going to get fiscally destroyed. The well-prepared can get pushed like they've never been pushed to the upside. You get to decide which side of the watershed moment you stand. And it starts now with all the actions and activities that you make. And there's more time than you think. Do not be frustrated, fall in a heap. And taking action is true mental positivity in a dystopian environment. And that is our thesis. We are wealth builders in reset times. My time is now. I've waited my whole life for this moment. We've been talking about it. Coming and coming and coming. And that moment is now. Things move slowly and then very suddenly. And we're in the suddenly stage. So that's where we're about. People can engage from themarketsniper.com and book a call if they want. But, you know, you can follow our YouTube on the Market Sniper and the Crypto Sniper to find out what we're all about there. What am I watching? You also are, sorry, what am I watching? Because that was quite a long
form. Oh, yes.
Yeah. What am I watching right now in terms of markets? Well, I see energies as a semblance of the oil and the lubricant of all forms of economic activity. And we're concerned about the fact that in spite of being in a hyper stagflationary environment where the cost of getting things out the ground is getting ever higher and more expensive, the demand destruction that is going on, and we coined the phrase demand destruction event, we are essentially waiting for a label for what will be the over-tightening for longer and harder that the Fed is going to be doing, having created the original inflation, denied its existence, arrived late to the scene, started with only 0.25, and then done some of the steepest, harshest rate cycle tightening they've ever done. So they are the pump and dump scheme. They created the pump. They were late to recognize that, and it's caused real inflation. A lot of that money was given to man in the street, unlike in 2008, where they were just further building up the banks' balance sheets, and none of that got lent out to the man in the street. So we actually got that proliferation with, you know, the stimmy checks and some of the other things. And instantly we have proliferation globally, and now we have a commodity bull market. But now the loss of momentum in the average commodities, particularly energy, which is demand, is a key moment. And I'm saying we've got more downside short term, although long run, I see $250 oil post any crash that they manufacture again. But the important thing is you don't want to be buying the wrong commodities. And that's why we created the category, the anti-fiat, which are the likes of not only commodities, but have Bitcoin in it and select cryptos. And of course, gold and silver, the monetized metals, which are the god markets of our anti-fiats. So that's where the action is. And we're watching the fine balance of inflation giving some support, but But eventually, the economy is turning down so fast. Housing is turned down 7 months in a row. You've got companies that are in the support of housing 10 times. You've had 190,000 layoffs in tech in the first 3 months of this year, and 165 were laid off in 2022. So in one quarter, you've laid off more than all of the previous year. And that's just one quarter. And that's going to continue. So job lays off. And that's not pizza delivery boys being laid off. That is often your 100 grand to 250K middle manager in a Salesforce, in a Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I'm focusing on right now.
I want to take a moment to share something very important right now. Are you trying to figure out how to protect your savings from the banking collapse, which has already started, and the coming financial crisis? Most banks will fail. Deposits that are not insured by the FDIC will be lost, and there will be bank bail-ins. And this collapse in the banking system will lead to chaos in the financial system. Banks also provide loans to real estate investors. So what do you think is going to happen to lending in the event of a banking and a financial crisis? You can be proactive and position your savings to protect it and also have access to it to use it to buy discounted assets by positioning it in your own banking system through the infinite banking concept strategy. Producers Wealth has put together a presentation at yourownbankingsystem.com where you will learn how to position capital outside of the banking system and the Wall Street casino, just like the ultra wealthy, to protect it and create a pool of tax-free liquid capital to capitalize on the massive opportunity to buy discounted assets, which is coming. You can access the presentation at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. So, Francis, you bring the market view, the market sniper. You've also the crypto sniper. So you bring the crypto in. There's a time and a place for everything. As you mentioned, it's part of the anti-fiat category, the Bitcoin. But then also the reset sniper. Now, if you have two of those lenses, but you don't have the reset lens, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going to just get blind. It's going to blindside you as an investor. And it's, you know, I think it's, I say this kind of tongue in cheek, and I'm chuckling that you coined this phrase years before it became popular. And when it first rolled out, everybody's like, oh, well, the great reset, the reset. Oh, that sounds like, you know, another tinfoil hat kind of conspiracy theory thing. And then a book rolls out from Klaus Schwab, COVID-19 and the great reset. And then everybody's talking about it. Then they have their own logos and it's all branding. So you are way ahead of that. And for folks that are interested in more of like takes of years, I mean, I think in 2015, you started that channel, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you saw
2009, the market sniper. And we used to talk a lot of reset there. And then I had to split it out because we were just going to get in trouble with censorship. And eventually they killed the reset on YouTube, but we do it on Odyssey now.
Yeah. So, and for the videos that are still up there, that's history, like the future. You basically talked about what was coming before its year. So, and there's still things that you're way ahead on that. And I actually want to start quickly with the reset because, you know, an easy way to explain this is it's the controlled demolition of all of the systems that the world operates on every single day. And it's been taken down in a controlled manner so that the folks that are in charge of it, what we can see is the Davos crowd, right? The World Economic Forum and so forth. That's the visible kind of line of it. If folks are like, well, who are they? Them, the Davos crowd. So they're in control of it so they can be in control of offering the solution and be in control of the new systems that will be rolled out after this reset. So staying on that, one of the things that's top of mind now is the banking system. You know, we could touch on the monetary system maybe too. There's a reset happening there. There's de-dollarization. You know, it looks like there's IMF just a bundle of currencies being floated around as a potential world reserve status. Then you've got CBDCs, but the banks are things that are people actually are seeing right now, every day. They might have had money in a bank that just went under. There's a lot of people that were involved with First Republic. So it looks like it's a controlled takedown of that, the banking system. Humorously enough, it's almost like Frank Drebin in Naked Gun, where he's standing and he's got all these explosions going off behind him. And he says, nothing to see here, nothing to see here, with Jerome Powell coming out saying the banking system is sound and resilient. What is your take of what's going on there with your reset lens?
Well, it's been repeated by numerous. You've got Yellen, you've had Biden all say the same thing. And when they create a buzzword, it's like the new safe and effective. For the you know what. And as we have seen, the more they reiterate something, that's more about what they're trying to convince you of rather than truth. So that what they're trying to now convince you of is clearly that there's not going to be any problems. They need you to stay where you are to take your hammering when the due moment arrives. In the same way as safe and effective clearly is not safe nor effective. Sound and resilient is the new safe and effective is the best way to actually take my view on it. And of course, after making those statements, there were further bank problems that came, Bart, with Westpac now coming about. So that's it. It's over. Having said all of that, I do not expect this to roll into just larger bank contagion immediately. I think this is actually a whale shark hoovering up the plankton. The shareholders of the Fed have a more implicit guarantee, although they can't guarantee anything. There's too much proliferation. There's no value in any guarantee. But they certainly have a more implicit or implied guarantee in the likes of the Fed. And this is allowing them to consolidate. And in actual fact, I'd go so far as it wouldn't shock me to find out in time a Zero Hedge article that would do an expose on how JP Morgan, Bank of America dealing rooms were shorting regional localized banks that they quite fancied, creating a bit of a drama and a chaos. The drop in the share price then creates fear, gets picked up by Bloomberg that then squawks about it, X percent down on this regional small bank, that XYZ bank, etc. That then sees depositors then see these articles, fear for the be essentially stampeded cattle into the bigger banks. So the bigger banks then get the deposits, the share price gets crashed, and of course the bigger banks buy for pennies in the pound and get their balance sheet shored up with bigger, more flow of deposits. And these banks are actually buying earnings because in many cases, these smaller banks are lesser leveraged, don't have the huge derivative exposures, et cetera, et cetera. So it allows more time for the Ponzi to continue that the worst banks, the most toxic banks, are in fact the ones deeply involved in big derivatives, which are the big banks, and are actually not that well set up in terms of their balance sheets. And they're buying earnings on the cheap. So if they are, if you get a 15 multiple on JP Morgan, and you can buy a bank on a 11 or 12 multiple, you're actually buying cheap earnings because you will be a more sizable bank. You'll have more accounts. You'll have more of everything. And that's my take. So it's quite a predatory practice by the Fed, who is implicitly engaged and involved in this. And the phrase that they've done, Yellen was actually questioned on that.
Yep.
The old Granny Yoda. And, didn't fully answer the fact that are they not actually creating almost an apartheid of support for the big banks at the expense of the little banks and thereby fomenting further collapse. So they do this and they make it look like incompetence. And I tell you, it's by design. So this banking run is an intended consequence. I don't expect it to roll immediately into the bigger banks. There's other deck chairs that need sorting around, sorting out and put in the right place on this Titanic before they're ready to snap the keel on this system. But the spontaneous controlled demolition is interest rates. That's the nanothermite of this controlled demolition that they're putting in. And I'm expecting there's a CPI number coming this Wednesday, MC, and I'm expecting quite a high side because the dollar's actually been relatively weak now. After calling for the mega dollar pump, we saw it subsequently dump once our targets were made. And actually, that imports a lot of the inflation suffrage that Britain and Euroland was having back into America. You know, if you're buying Mercedes-Benz and BMWs made in euros and your euro was as low as 0.95 and now it's gone up to 110, I'm expecting a stubbornly high inflation number. I don't think 4.9 or 4.8 or whatever the consensus is. I'm thinking fives, 5.1s, maybe even a bit more. So if you come in high side on that, this is where the reset helps you because you referred to the reset logo. If you know where they seek to go, you know the steps that are required to get there. Yep. So I start with that end in mind. They want to waterboard this economy and give everybody a huge amount of pain, much higher than you've seen before, and to stand back from proliferation because they're fighting inflation now, even though they are overfighting it because they've arrived late. They're now going to be overly vigilant deeper in to show how tough they are. And the story will be at a personality level. Well, Jay Powell wants to be a Faulkner, not a Burns. And the truth is, he's neither, but he's part of the orchestrated takedown. And they're going to come in with, they're probably going to get a high CPI number, would be my bet. And that's going to validate further tightening and or holding for longer at already tight levels. So higher for longer, you're going to get one of the two. So you might get further rate hikes or you may actually just get the commitment to hold it longer. So as long as they keep that inflation number higher and they keep pretending that the labor market is super strong, which is on the flawed non-farm payrolls number, which has a birth death model that adds jobs randomly based on births. And can I also point out on this red hot labor market that in two successive previous of this year non-farm payroll numbers, they've subsequently, after we've passed that number and we're focusing on the next number, restated them down. And the degree that they've restated them down is larger than the net above expectations gain that we got on the last payroll number. So you're always getting, when everyone's focusing on the current number, oh, wow, another beat. In fact, there was a Biden tweet that had him the highest presidential job creations since way back to, I think it was Bush Senior and all of them, including a few Democrats presidents, which of course they put him into power after the Trump regime and max collapse and the benefit of the major proliferations. He was passing the $7 trillion CARE Act. And they're putting it forward that this president is the biggest job-creating president on fake stats, having been timed to enter at the low and get this tailwind of $6 or $7 trillion pumped into the economy, all of it. So there's so much skullduggery and bad reporting going out there. But the economy is not as strong at a labor level as they'd have you believe. They actually know that. Their intention is to tighten into what is already a deep recession. And I don't think we do normal recessions anymore. Most things are going to be depression and they're going to hold our head underwater. You better hold your breath because you're going to be inhaling the wrong substance. H2O doesn't breathe nearly as well. And a lot of people are going to be choking on that. That's my take.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Penumbra Solutions. Life Settlements Investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. If you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements. That's cashflowninja.com/life settlements. The password to access that webinar is Penumbra, all lowercase. Yeah, and if you look at the inflation and just adjust all those numbers for inflation, it's terrible. I mean, you've been in recession technically, what now, almost a year, and then they changed the definition. And even if you then say, oh, well, we just had like a half a percentage growth. Well, if your inflation by their own numbers is 7 or 8%, then what does that tell you? So for the average person, there's maximum pain. And I think you really summed it up very, very well, that their maximum pain has to be inflicted in order for the population to accept the solutions, which is already on the back burner. The banking system being consolidated right now, all of the small banks, the and medium banks and the regional banks. And to your point, when Yellen was on Capitol Hill and questioned, you know, there was I believe it was a senator from Oklahoma that actually said to her, after questioning her, said to her, do you understand that what you just said is going to result in more and more depositors with small and medium banks taking their deposits and going to bigger banks? And she said, well, we certainly wouldn't want that. We certainly wouldn't want that. Well, that's going to be the exact result. And that actually, you know, Francis, that does a lot of things for them, right? If you just think about, you know, in the U.S., other markets, which the commercial real estate market is crashing, shocker, you know, that most of these buildings have been sitting empty since 2020. But like the biggest lenders are some of the smaller and regional banks. So the folks that would lend again to small and medium businesses, which have been taken out by, you know, your March 2020 medical event, the COVID operation. Now, I mean, this is adding more fuel to the fire and just attacking the same group of folks. And then the smaller investors, not the massive in real estate investors, not the Blackstones and the BlackRocks and those folks, but your smaller folks that require that in the markets that need it. So it's almost like that smash and grab, right? Where you had the mostly peaceful protest in major cities happened to be in neighborhoods that were designated to become opportunity zones. So you got to burn it to the ground first, and then you buy it on the cheap later. It's almost
kind of
the similar
flavor.
There was
a pile of bricks left on every street corner for you to ensure that you had all the tools you needed. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I say, if you understand, and this again is the reset sniper, there's nothing new in this world in some senses. You know, the patterns remain the same. There's different people, different faces, different structures, but the game remains the same. And I think Russia went through its Bolshevik revolution experience. And the real enemy that was most destroyed was the middle classes, the people that were they were self-reliant. They were farmers. Some of them were German that had moved into Russia, which is why Hitler had the reaction he did to communism. And they gutted, they murdered, they raped, they starved, they destroyed farms, they created crisis with intent. Trotsky, the Talmudic individual, was the one who said, tell me when the mothers are eating their own babies. I mean, you're talking about satanic commentary that is underspoken about in the mainstream media. The preferred stigmatization is Nazi and far right and all of that, which they also funded and through the same banking system that funded the Bolshevik Revolution. So it's the Francis and the anti-Francis, and then they get the synthesis, which is the hybridization of both. And when you understand this conceptually, you know they are coming for the middle classes. They weaponize the poor to help destroy the middle classes. And BLM is absolutely an example of that, because you have essentially poor with little to lose people destroying small and medium-sized businesses that will all face higher premiums. Some of them will be underinsured and lose stock, et cetera, et cetera. So when you know, you actually should feel that the sights are on you, the back on your head. You are being targeted. You might say, well, I'm not a member of BLM. I won't get arrested. No, you're affected. And as you mentioned, commercial property, a lot of them localized banks lending, they kill the middle. This is everything gets pushed to the extremes. This is the polarity that I was referring to in that video. They want to have an oligopoly of mega banks, no small and medium-sized business, and serfs that rely on state for UBI, central bank digital currencies that they control. And you've got to choose which one you're in. And, you know, you can't become part of a mega bank or an oligopoly. So you've got to find a way to survive amongst this. And you're going to be a small fraction of well-organized middle class, upper middle class people that will survive financially if they take the right steps. And they're going to continue to write laws and weaponize people against you. So they'll use the culture of envy. They'll say, you know, as the state or the government of the day, look at these rich people that still have food and own property when you don't. Meanwhile, they own everything all those poor people used to own, and they will be projecting. So they also project their greater sin on the people they want to attack vector against. So right. These are their tools in the reset economy. And when you understand this, you will understand that the problem, reaction, solution, they need an extensive financial poverty problem where all the crabs are going to want all the other crabs pulled back into the bucket for no one to escape, because they use that psychological ploy of people that have envy, and it shows up their own deficiencies if they see their fellow citizen. That's why we often warn in the prepper system, your real enemy is the people in the same neighborhood who didn't prepare, who will steal from you and resent you and rat you out and feel envy to the state. He will Stockholm syndrome up to statism, because you will see them as a higher power than you and try curry favor or get a stipend or whatever the case may be. And that was all happened before. The Gestapo, everyone was spying on others. You had family members that ratted out other family members and had them taken to the gulag to get good points. It was deemed you do it on behalf of state, while state owned everything. This is the psychology, and this is what they did in their drill that was the three-year crisis industrial complex that they perpetuated us from March 2020 with their oligopoly of big pharma that benefited financially. You saw how they treated you for not masking, for not being jabbed, for not being everything else. And you got a taste of how they try to restrict your freedom of movement, how they try to ostracize you, how certain people said you should be locked up in camps. And where is the backlash? Where are the arrests for all those media stars, musicians, Rage Against the Machine? How about that for a name for being the biggest sellout, winning the Sellout of the Year award?
Rage With the Machine.
People, Elton John. You're talking about people that turned on Eric Clapton then in a concert that highlighted that he'd had adverse vaccine reactions and all turned on him. You talk about the likes of Bowie that was saying how we should do things. They're all dead to me. They are all absolutely in on it. These forces that were supposed to be belligerent, cynical, questioning of state are all tropes of state. They take the money. And we are lacking the arrest of this woman, Walensky, with all her lies that she's made of the CDC. We're lacking the real justice that needs to be brought. And the fact of the matter is, because they are servants of the agenda, is why you will never see that level of a justice. That's why, sadly, I laugh when they say the Clinton indictments and the this and the that. No, they're all serving the agenda. You are the only people that will face the full force of the law. The other ones that are doing as directed, and the Talmudic agenda, are actually going to get a free ride. They get paid an absolute. They can retire out, and they're part of those that are on the bus that will be the insiders that will be taking your homes, that will have you as tenants, that will be shareholders in the Bolshevik communism they want to perpetuate. And my message is the West is going to get that experience that the USSR, the induction of the USSR, because it's the same Bolsheviks. And they'll distract you with right-wing Nazis, which they also fund as an antithesis to their eventual thesis. But we're going to end up with a communism for the layman and a fascist corporate oligopoly for the owners class. And it's going to be stark. It's going to be very, very stark. You mentioned something really interesting that I'd love for us to discuss, the controlled management of the decline in the economy. Yep. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the term that's coming out constantly is managed decline. And I kind of chuckled the first time I heard mainstream media said this, because I said, isn't that everybody that's been talking about a controlled demolition, everybody's rolled their eyes at them and like, oh, you know, kind of this is a little bit out there. And now the term managed decline keeps on popping up like, oh, it's a managed decline of X, Y, and Z. So what does a managed decline mean? Well, it means it's collapsing, it's declining, it's going down, not up. It's not being enhanced and built, it's being broken down. So I see this. I mean, across the West, as you would say, with all these different attack vectors, whether it be the global monetary system using debt, whether it be the banking and the financial system, whether it be pandemics, the green agenda, and then also this social engineering, which even Reuters covered it during 2020 in a kind of like a flashback to the Stasi day, Stasi like moments. Neighbors were calling the police on each other, and this was 2020 in Germany. So I mean, yeah. So you have got that social engineering side to it too. So it's interesting to see how this all plays out. And again, this conversation. Business owners and investors, you cannot operate in an environment if you are unaware of all these things that are going on and obviously have strategies in place to protect yourself and your family, your community, your business, and your investments, and then also have strategies in place to position yourself on the right side of capital movements, right?
And everyone underestimates the power of this enemy that you're facing. And I will not let this happen, and I will not do that. The amount of people said I'd never be forced into a vaccine, the amount of people I'll never let state do X, Y, Z or stop me from leaving my home, and they all got locked down. And they all wore masks into supermarkets. They all complied to avoid the unnecessary hassle of having someone else tell you off. I mean, I was reading this Jordan Peterson book. I've got mixed opinions on him, but generally in terms of the control over language, I was with him on that point. He's become a bit Zio-friendly, but he says, we outsource the problem of our sanity. People remain mentally healthy, not merely because of the integrity of their own minds, but because they are constantly being reminded how to think, act, and speak by those around them. If you begin to deviate from the straight and narrow path, if you begin to act, inverted commas, improperly, people will react to your errors before they become too great and cajole, laugh, tap, and criticize you back into place. And that was actually the seeds of the mass psychosis, because actually walking around when everyone else was wearing a mask in a supermarket got a lot of people glaring at me, got a lot of people moving like 10 meters away and doing this sort of behavior to me, like I was some sort of toxic, disrespectful person that was contaminating them. I continued to be belligerent. And I saw all this moral attempts. And I knew each time that I did something, I try to avoid actually shopping to avoid it unnecessarily. But I knew that I could be asked, tapped on the shoulder by the manager once or twice, told I must put on the mask on, I must get out, and various things. So that's what happened. That was the mass psychosis. It's other people telling you how to be insane in an asylum when you are trying to retain your sanity. And that wasn't real science. And we knew it from the beginning that this was an orchestrated game. By the way, the controlled demolition of economy is another phrase that we used that came directly from our analysis of what happened in the Twin Towers. And yep. We're using that intentionally so that people realize this is orchestration. And it's orchestration a lot by the same parties as well. So that's why we say the game remains the same. You get a lot of microcosms of their behavior. Their serial killer's signature keeps showing up at all the different scenes. And the concern I have is that this particular coordinated next event is going to be far worse than even I think that have plumbed more low depths. They are really going to let social unrest get disorderly. You're seeing changes in this construct of police. You're seeing that in the UK, Ireland, it's all physically active males only. Where's all the women and children we're saving that are refugees? You're seeing these same ISRA aid companies that are actually being tracked And you can see they're picking up people off Libya's coast, Sudanese, etc. And in the name of saving them, are bringing them safely onto the European shores, but not to Israel. You're seeing all of this, the Kalergi plan. You're seeing you've got a Section 42 or a Bill 42 that's due to pass in the States, and there's already a million plus people waiting to cross the border in America. That's a lot of people to absorb. I like the guys that shipped them up to New York so you can say, have some of your aid. But it's actually, we're busy meddling in other people's borders. We've got to watch our own borders. But that makes you a nationalist. That makes you a racist. That makes you everything else, you know, and this is they've created academia to be this leftist smart ideology, and that anything that counters it is dinosaur, is old school, is anti-humanity, etc., etc. People have cultures, people create societies, and it's their job to nurture, support, and sustain them, and not to do any activity that grossly undermines the sustainability of those societies. That voice has been overwritten, stampeded over, and this the parasite within many nations is enforcing that Kalergi plan across the board. So what do you do? Americans need, I'm sad to say, MC, as someone who fled one nation to another, you need multiple passports, multiple bug-out plans. I think the West and the Commonwealth West, including Europe, the Commonwealth West, I'm talking about the sort of Queen, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the US, are the ones that they most need to take down. You represent the middle class. For a global communism to exist, you all need taking down a peg in their books. And that means your homes no longer become your homes. What's the best way to do that? This nanothermite of interest rates are right there. The wealth taxes are right there. I bought property without debt, and with a 30-year guarantee that there will be no property taxes in a tourist regeneration zone. These are the kind of principles that I look for. You've also got to build, you've got to stack gold and silver, and you've got to do a lot of things. You've also got to ensure the quality of people around you are of a high quality, that are not easily swayed by status propaganda, which is why you and I are part of the same community. We're sharing where we're making plans a lot in terms of reset. You want to get rural, you want to de-urbanize. These are all the solutions, but you've got to have entities. You should have a foundation. You should have foundation banking accounts. You should do many things through a foundation. This is preparedness. You need to know your local farmer. You need to know your local policeman in a semi-rural to rural area. You need to even get out of the burbs, never mind the urban areas, because they're doing 15-minute cities even in the suburbs now. And it's not just in UK this is happening. It's happening simultaneously in Australia, and they're trialing it in places in America. This tells you you are already under a new world order government. You don't get a bunch of people that all behave the exact same way at the exact same time unless it's synchronized and by diktat. Forget notions of democracy. Forget notions of voting in your freedom. Those people aren't interested. They want you to perpetuate the fake essence of a democracy whilst they complete their corporatocracy and Bolshevism. You don't vote yourself with freedom. You fight for it. Unfortunately, that saying where you win your freedom in blood is unfortunately a very sad truism. And people need to understand this. And there will be financial opportunities where the odd retail people, well-positioned, that know where they want to go, can actually profit out of this collapse. But you need to build wealth. You need to retain that wealth. And we've gone from economic cycle, a 40-year search for yield theme, to a capital preservation theme. Forget yield. The capital price is going to halve. Doesn't matter. A yield's been so bought out with leverage that the yield you're getting in real terms against a ridiculously high inflation is pitiful. That we're now in circumstances that every instrument of yield is virtually untouchable. Bonds and debt. There'll be people that'll say, well, I'll still buy bonds when we get the next downswing. I never want to touch debt. Debt is totally overproliferated, totally overvalued, and paying an insignificant yield, even at 5%. For the inflation you're facing, it's guaranteed loss. It's only if there's nowhere else that you can put your money that you could consider it, and your capital could be zeroed It's much better to have the notes. At least you don't have the capital zero part. And gold, silver, and real things are going to hold value. But property, be warned, you can't move it around easily. Some will say gold, you can't. Well, you can, more so than property. But property, the taxation will come and the interest rate spikes. If you're using debt, get out of it. That's how they're going to catch you. They could super spike. If you ever saw the videos of the traders in the 1989 UK park, there were guys that facing 15% interest rates running around, who wants to buy my house? I can't make the mortgage payments. It was absolute bedlam. They shook so many people out. They just need to do that. Tomorrow is going to be a summation of microcosms of events that you've already seen all bundled up in one massive shit ball and dumped on your doorstep to deal with. And let me tell you, it'll also coincide with geopolitical, socio-political events to distract you to the greatest extreme. You'll have so many inputs coming in from media and everything, and you'll be in chaos. The one you have to watch is the financial bearing ones. And the social scoring will come in. They've already started misinformation offices and all forms of everything. The Ministry of Truth is here. And they aren't interested in truth. They're interested in ensuring you don't sprout things that undermine their agenda. They decide what gets to be truth. When everyone believes a lie, that is when they finally achieve their eventual goal. And that is how they measure it. How many people have they got to believe the lie? And boy, did they get a lot of people to buy the lie on the crisis industrial complex's March 2020 event.
So capital flows, Francis, and that's another thing that's very, very interesting to watch globally. And I mean, the BRICS come into the conversation, the producers and the creators of actual things. So it looks like, you know, from the commodity super cycle that you're talking about, that as the sun sets on the fire economy for now, and this financialization, I believe it was one of our mutual friends, Chris McIntosh, was talking about the complexity of the financialization of the worlds, and eventually it just comes, basically collapses on itself. Now it's moving to like real things, real stuff, production of stuff. Maybe you can talk from a solution base too, just, you know, where folks, what you're seeing there, because you're focused on a lot of the commodities.
There's very few things that will do exceptionally well when there's a major demand destroying event, even in the commodity section. So, you know, copper could get cheaper first. Oil can get cheaper first in this demand destroying event, especially when they're waterboarding you and you've been held under water for 10 seconds and then given 5 seconds above. And now they're going to hold you under for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole different panic level that's going to hit. And as a result, I'm very narrow, because to the average man, even if there's equities that you want to buy and there's oil, you want to make money on the oil commodity boom. If they dip it very hard, you want to time your buy, because things could get, you saw that. Don't forget, we called the oil single digits when it was in the 60s. No one else said single digits. It was a ridiculous thing to say, everybody said. Everyone laughed. It's a ridiculous thing to say. We hadn't been sub $10 in oil in 3 decades, 3.5 decades. You know, the whole point is you haven't seen anything yet, because most of the money that's been created is going to disappear. Because as the debt disappears in value and the interest rates spike accordingly, to try compensate for the devaluing of debt, money is being destroyed. Assets are being destroyed. Pensions are being destroyed. And that's a real problem. And as most people use debt instruments to buy property, property prices will be destroyed. And it's a physical thing. And the people won't be thinking about buying new cars, e-bikes, and toys that will consume copper and lithium and batteries at that point. So you will have a complete bid absence, so much so that providers will have a real problem. They'll cut production and they'll build massive inventories and they'll battle to keep their doors open. Oh, guess what? BlackRock will buy a few lithium mines, a few lithium manufacturers, a few whatever, whatever. Yes, you believe it. You will own nothing. We will own everything, brigade. Will do some real bargain basement shopping in the new currency that they will use, or in the old currency that's going to be tapered and destroyed anyway. So what they borrow will essentially wither in the vine. So there'll be a parallel period when they introduce the new, and there will still be some degree of functionality of the old. You need to be out of the old because it will be left to wither on the vine. They do not wish to carry the debt over. It will be substituted for in the new system. And that's where everyone gets a haircut. It's kind of like when the euro was introduced in every nation, all prices went substantially up. It was literally like a major inflation excuse. Everyone got a rip. And it wasn't like the retailers were making more money. It was across the board. So it's at these quantum leaps. First, it's slowly, and you're being hit and screwed on compound interest over a time by the inflation. And then they do a sedgeway and a change. And that's when you're going jumping off the old train on the rickety rails onto the monorail system. And boom, you get handed another major loss. And you take a big hit. And the golden archway from the old train into the monorail, the iron horse on the rickety rails, into the new system is going to be gold and to some degree silver, in my opinion, and potentially Bitcoin. But don't be shocked if Bitcoin has a major plunge on a demand-destroying event, because everybody's going to have to dash to cash, and people will have insufficient amounts of cash because they think they're safe because they've got money in bank accounts. And that's where you're going to get a haircut. That's where you're going to get a big haircut. And they practice this in Cyprus, in Eurozone, etc., etc. So you've seen the future in small synopsises, almost as drills for the main event in different parts of the world. Yeah. Don't be surprised when your globally synchronized economy now, where you have all things happen at once, brings you one big event that encapsulates most of the Western world and will still have blowback effects in other economies. So you do need to have access to non-Western nations, definitely, in my opinion. As an American, with American audience, you need to have not just an American passport, not just an American Safeway. And they most want to visit this pain upon you because you are their problem. They hate you for your money, and they need to empty you out.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors. My friend Dave Zook says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. At The Real Asset Investor, Dave and his team bring their investors high-yield investment opportunities across several asset classes for cash flow, tax impact, and equity growth. He and his team are one of the top five ATM operators in the country, and they have an investment opportunity available to accredited investors right now in the ATM space. To learn more about their ATM funds that produce tax-free cash flow, visit therealassetinvestor.com. That's therealassetinvestor.com. As this is unfolding, I think the big takeaway for folks is, and I mean, you listed a ton of things to look at already from a solution, is to play defense. You know, there's different parts of the cycle, and, you know, every single cycle is different. This one is as a reset baked into it too. So right at the top of it, where you're about to have your blow off, you want to be protected. And you gave a lot of great advice for having a legal framework, having proper asset protection and estate planning.
And look at what they say, they do, not what they say, was part of my introduction.
Yes.
And central banks, the rest of the world central banks, and the wealth is moving from west to east, I'm afraid to say, and I'm not happy about that. I don't wish ill on America. It's a more benign dictatorship for most people than what it would be being falling under China or other nations. But the gold is moving west to east. The central banks of the rest of the world are reducing treasuries, which is dollar debased and debt.
Yep.
And they are buying gold. They're not coming to their citizens and say, hey, all you guys should buy gold, apart from China, that at one point might have said that. But that's because they'll view your gold as their gold. China has the absolute power to seize your gold. So that's why you also want to be multiple different storage points for metals, multiple different geographic zones, and still expect to lose some. But be out of the Western realm. You've got to have a bug out plan. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean just going, you know, to rural Colorado in the mountains. You have an international bug out plan. That's my thesis for an American audience. And there will be actual lots of trading opportunities in this as well, and investment opportunities. But gold will be the best holder. And it will still go down in price when they do a major demand-destroying event, because weekends will be forced sellers. But let me say so much, as that happens, there will be many new buyers, and you will have central banks as buyers. So as yet, the retail gold market hasn't really engaged yet. They're still to get engaged. This is not, you know, retail, when you see the retail Bitcoin buyers, they're usually charging in at the localized highs after a big run. When you have a major change, retail's not engaged. When people have 5 to 10% of their portfolio in gold, they'll be roughly at where everybody was in 79. We don't even have a fraction of 1% holdings in precious metals in most portfolios. So, I mean, there is so much upside that the retail isn't away. Yes, there's some stackers watching right now and saying, yeah, I'm stacking. Good. Keep stacking. Keep going. Keep stacking. Keep stack longer and harder. How many different locations do you have? If someone comes to your house with a gun, with a legal mandate and saying you're an American citizen, we're doing 33 all over again, hand it over to the state. We can search, and they have metal detectors and drones with infrared and technology you didn't even know existed. And they find everything under every floorboard, and you didn't tell them all. So you get a prison sentence and all your gold taken off you, and then paid compensation in some UBI. Where's your family wealth balance sheet going to be? And I can't say that's going to happen. I'm saying prepare for totalitarianism. Because if you ask the average person in Russia that had family members and neighbors ratting them out and people spying on each other, self-policing, lost everything, lost their farms, lost their livelihoods, you will see that this is a heartless beast that comes out of the Bolshevik. They loathe you, and they are cruel and barbaric. So you need to take every measure you can. And I fear it's global, but there will still be some arbitrage opportunities, and there will still be some differences in how it's implemented. And that's what everyone should be doing. And watch oil and watch the debt markets. People don't watch the debt markets. I see there will be a spike in interest rates that could lead to Brent Johnson's dollar milkshake sherry actually having a mega spike at some point in the dollar, not out of strength, but out of a crazy foreign exchange crisis potentially. And that could lead to a temporary spike. It's funny for me to be saying that as the dollar is weak and going down. Things you can't imagine right now are going to happen. Test stretching the barriers of your mind. That's not a dollar bull call. It'll be a spike, and as fast as it went up, it'll go back down. And eventually that flippening moment where gold is going up in spite of dollar moves will be there. But you're going to have a disorderly coming out. But the only people that will be cool with it, who've kind of role played for it, along with their Aladdin special tech and AI war games, will be the control structure. And they aim to bring pain. They need big pain for a big solution. The bigger the solution and the bigger cyclical, historical, pivoting event is coming, the bigger the pain they need to get you to accept whatever they're going to rain down upon you. And it's going to be a decade of adjustment and a decade of combination of pain and totalitarianism. And by the time it starts settling down, you'll realize you're in a straitjacket if you haven't taken appropriate action.
You're going to have to be mentally, physically, and spiritually as strong as you've ever been, and have proper information, data, have the right community, and then have strategies to execute on all of this. Francis, can you share more about your community too? Because as you've laid this out, that it's, I mean, speak about time, turbulent times and chaos. Within all of this, there's going to be a ton of opportunities to capitalize and build wealth in reset times.
100%. You don't get crises this big. I mean, the Chinese, the symbol for crisis is also opportunity. You don't get crises this big without a lot of things crashing really hard, really fast, for which shorts can be taken with real stop losses and real targets that are big. And we have a number of those in the community, and longs. Because some things will go up, not many, but the things that are left that do go up disproportionately. So the moves will be phenomenal. You're going to see volatility like you've never seen before. You're going to see black markets. you're going to see a lot of things. First, for mental health, not being surrounded by normies is a massive. Having an online community like we have is going to give you real sanity because everybody's on the same pitch book pretty much to come on. They're also of a certain standard of person. We're not a cheap, we're not a, you know, $50 a month Telegram group or whatever the case may be where every dog and it's is on there and everyone's trying to sell things to each other. We are organized with rules, but very focused on the reset and maximizing that reset gain. And then we follow the HVF method and the technicals that called the oil crises, that have called the Bitcoin First Cup Gold Nugget major break. We're actually on a reversal in Bitcoin, but we do feel as the demand destroying event, the DDE, as we like to call it, comes in, there might be a cautionary spell. You could even pull back to 25 on that. I would see that as a buying opportunity. We believe that market has turned. Don't believe, though, that it's your secrecy and it's your privacy. They'll know everything. At some point, everyone who's in Bitcoin will either have to register, pay tax, or do various other things, or they will destroy it. So they can. You will never have your own money as long as these guys that are this Talmudic Bolshevik doctrine is in control. The only way they control you is they've got to control the money issuance. And they are going to fight everything. Catherine Austin Fitz's idea of local money is good, but let me tell you, they will police if they get suspicion. Far harder that than they will BLM rioters burning your car and burning your house down. They may even be funding and supporting that. They want you out. They want you dispossessed. Our community is not only that online, we have physical events. I meet and I'm even riding bikes with local members. We have, you know, a base here in Panama with a number of community members already down. I've got a ride we did around a residential development that's full of expats, American, Canadian, and from other parts of the world that are buying good value homes in the mountains that are safe, secure, gated communities. Good access to many things. He's got his solar panels up. So there's lots that you can do physically that give you options. That doesn't mean you have to leave straight away where you are, but you need to build bridges. You need to be a man of many places, a coat of many colors, many passports, many things. And we focus on getting good quality specialists to you that can help you gain those things. And I have done those things personally. There's nothing I will put forward as a plan that I've not been prepared to do myself. I rotate 3 countries a year. I'm a member of none. I'm a tourist of all. You go where you're treated best. As a tourist, you're treated best. They're glad to have your money. They let you go when you put a foreign driver's license out and they've stopped you for speeding. It's just the best and the smartest way. And I establish contacts and real, real connections. We get interesting people. You mentioned Chris about, you know, accessing and having contractually things that secure you food supply, water supply, self-reliance entirely for grid down, supermarket down events. And you could have power down, mobile network down. We saw that on 9/11. You saw it on 7/7. Things get taken down. And those were short time frame takedowns. They won't want communication and sharing of information. They'll want to be the only voice, hence the Ministry of Truth and Misinformation. How do you think they'll do that? They're going to take your mobile network down. Well, how many of you have a ham radio license? How many of you have CB, Citizen Bureau radios? Oh, that's old hat. We don't do that anymore. Oh, gas stoves. That's old hat. We don't do that anymore. Okay, power's off. Now what? Mobile network down. Now what? Everybody's mobile because you've got your TikTok account there where you can watch cats fighting with dogs. Don't forget the old, and precious metals falls very much into that category as well. So there's a lot of preparation that needs to be done. We've got people where you can get cheap PPL licenses in South Africa. We've got guys that fly planes over here. You can move around. Really, really useful things could come into play here. You've got to prepare for Armageddon, and then you end up over-prepared if it doesn't happen. But I'm saying there's going to be shocking things coming down. You think that was the last time the global hegemony of the World Health Organization and WEF are going to exercise that power they put on you during March 2020? Now that they broke cover and done it once, it's like muscles. They have to be worked out regularly for people to retain and build them. They want to retain and build their power over you. you are going to face more of same with different themes. You have a crisis industrial complex that feeds pharmaceutical. We're now short Pfizer, but the military industrial complex is pumping. They will continue to rotate between the fascist corporatocracies that they are utilizing as weapons against you. Google, Apple, Samsung are all dark state compliant data thieves that are feeding information perpetually on you. Where is your de-Googled phone? Where is your ham radio? Where is your CB radio? Where's your food supply? Where's your 10% stake in a broilery that will guarantee you 10,000 eggs a month and 50 chickens, more than your family needs, and that you become a solution provider to somebody else? This is what people need to start thinking and talking about now. Commercial property, wow, you've got to get out of that. That's going to get destroyed. In these blue states, BLM, there's so many things that are going to crash. You can short REITs stuffed with garbage that are standing empty. There's lots that you can do. Build wealth, use your skill sets, get wired, be with smart people preparing, and still expect to lose a lot on a lot of fronts, things you never thought of. But you, it's what you will retain that will take you to the next level. Because as so few things are real insurance, physically held gold and silver, I expect very good performance out of. And in time, the stock as well. But a demand-destroying event will see a lot of people run to cash. You're probably not holding enough cash on you as well. Notes.
Yep. Fantastic, Francis. Thank you. Oh, and where's the website that they can – I know that you've got some videos, a video series that you share too, that's fantastic.
Sure. If you go to the 3Ws, themarketsniper.com, there's a free viral series that you can watch. There's also our videos that are on the Market Sniper. If you're just about crypto, you can watch the Crypto Sniper videos as well. Those are two YouTubes you can subscribe on. Every now and then when we see something big coming up for crypto, we talk there. We've been talking a lot through the Market Sniper more now because there's banks, gold, commodities. It's more traditional markets have come back into emphasis. And if you're okay with buying me a coffee at about $3 or $4, you can buy LBC tokens. If you're American and you can't get LBC tokens, send a donation for $100. My staff will send you tokens and you can watch Reset Sniper videos. And we show you Panama. I ride bicycles with GoPro, helmet cam, and I talk to you about what's going on in the world. And you can be part of that. And that's on Odyssey as well. We're also on Rumble and the others. We back them up. They get loaded up later as well. We're very afraid of YouTube eventually finding us not to their tastes. And as a result, you know, we back it up. In our community, we use Vimeo and all of that is secured and it's our own servers and things. But in time, we might just suddenly disappear. And that's what people have to worry about. Their sources are suddenly disappear. If you haven't aligned and formed a community online with global intel and physically locally, and you aren't working at also spreading and buying yourself options, you could suddenly end up with just the mainstream media as your sources and the cleaner girl telling you what's going on down the road. That's it. And you don't want that. Intelligence and information is king in these reset times, and they will starve you of it, apart from your TV that'll keep barking exactly what's going down to keep you fearful and afraid and complying. And you don't want that. You want ham radio. You want comms. You want de-Googled phones. You want to share only what you want to share with them. So follow the YouTubes and go to the website to grab the mini series and book a call to have a chat with one of our trader wealth builder friends.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again, Francis, for coming on the show and sharing your insights and your knowledge. And as always, providing so much value for all of my listeners and viewers.
Absolute pleasure. I'm really grateful that you bring me on and give us a chance to share the message. We all have a duty to share, try to do good and serve others with positive value add. And that's the way you go forward, with honor and with principle. And if we can move forward with honor and principle, I'll rather carry on and I'll die on that rather than buy a few more years in a communist prison camp. And I think we all need that mentality. And if we have it, there's a solid wall of resistance. We are all Spartacus. We all stand up and say, I, Spartacus. It could be our crucifixion, but it could be our greatest moment of resistance as well.
And thank you to you, the listeners and the viewers, for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me at the Cashflow Ninja. Appreciate every single one of you. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. CashflowNinja.com. You could go to CashflowNinja.com on the homepage and purchase a copy of my book, The 21 Best Cashflow Niches, Creating Wealth and the Best Alternative Cashflow Investments. You can subscribe to my newsletter, The Best Cashflow Niches Newsletter at CashflowNinja.com. In this newsletter, you will get every single month a well-researched new alternative cashflow niche. And you can join my mastermind at CashflowNinja.com. It's called Cashflow Nirvana. If you're a business owner or an investor that's looking to protect and build wealth during turbulent times, you can join a community of business owners and investors that's doing the exact same thing. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.